You're listening to the WoW Challenges Podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 226. Today is Saturday, July 25th, 2020. I'm your host, Leda. Joining me this week in the co-hosting chair is Chris. There she is.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all of that stuff. Thank you for joining me this week, and yes, hi chat room, hey guys, hey everybody. We are here, we've got a couple of things that we wanted to talk about. We've got an interesting little topic. Chris came up with this topic, thank you. There's no guests this week.
Chris's child came up with this.
That's right. Thank you, Dave. Hearts to Dave for this. So as you can see, we don't have a guest this week, but I've been playing. God help us all, I tell you. Hopefully this will work. We will soon see. Anyway. We will see how this goes. So, the topic is the Way of the Grey. So, we thought we'd have a chat about, obviously, with most challenge toons, you can't transmog. And if we specifically talk about, say, iron, well, you've only got white and grey items to play with. So, how do you dress your challenge tunes? What do you do? And we wanted to give you some ideas and just throw out there, you know, for some people like me, I like to go and buy the full set. I'm not a huge fan of having mishmashed pieces. So I do like to have, you know, full sets of the white gear or utilizing sometimes gray gear that you can fit and match. What about you, Chris? What do you like to do?
You know, I just realized that's a runway. You are so brilliant. That is the cutest picture. OMG. That's adorable. So I got on Passy this morning and I'm like, This is absolutely pathetic that we're doing this fabulous show on items that we can wear. And she is the most painful eyesore. She looks horrific, which is why my tweets are always in flight form, because then you cannot see what my tune is wearing. Because, ooh, yeah, it's bad. And I'm all about the mog. I mean, right now, Zep and I, happy birthday, by the way, Zep.
Happy birthday!
It's Zep's birthday! Yes!
Nice!
Happy birthday, Zep. Zep and I are running old content right now because he has the original, I'm going to say this wrong because I always want to say corruptor. It's Judgment. Oh, I remembered.
Judgment, yes.
Yeah, so he has the original Judgment set on his Paladin, but he wants purple.
Mm-hmm.
So our playtime at night is going around because he wants Judgment. We've been going to all the dungeons that'll get him the purple Judgment set. That's how much I'm into transmog is I just keep dragging him through things. I'm like, pick a set because we're going to go get one.
Nice.
You know, so nice. I absolutely love transmog and mine on my pacifist is utterly embarrassing.
Well, I can thoroughly understand that. I know with Passy Lita F, I've not done anything. She's still in starter gear, except for one thing. I went to, when I had to go to Moonglade, there is a vendor there that sells dresses, and I went and bought a new level one dress, and she's wearing,
right?
She's wearing that.
In fact, I think that's in this presentation today.
Yeah.
What I didn't know until Dee did this is that vendor has six dresses.
Yes.
But two of them are always available, I want to say. And then it rotates between the other four with a super long cooldown in between them if you want that dress, which I didn't even know that until Dee started doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so it's very interesting when you start playing around with what you can get. Some are faster, some are super rare. Exactly, there are some stuff around that is super rare to get. If you do happen to pick up one or two, you know, auction house can sometimes be really good. Make a little bit of moolah. From certain vendors, but definitely Moonglade is good. Cloth, I think they are just dresses, so they'd be cloth, but you know, any toon can wear a dress technically. So yeah, if you wanted to wear a dress on your warrior, iron warrior, you can if you want. So, you know, it's each to their own, or, you know, sell it and make some nice gold. So that would be good. But anyway, we will see how we go with this. So, yes, we've got the runway. Lita's been playing around with slides and stuff. I don't know how well this goes, so apologies, people. But
you just get mad props for the runway.
We,
you know what, we'll have to do part two during Trial of Styral week.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. definitely. All right, so we're going to start off with hang on, let me turn it on. Oh no, that's not where I wanted to start. Good one, Lita, already screwed it up. Jeez, I don't know. Okay, let's go back to the start. Here we go. Okay. So we have got the, this should be the augmented set, chain set, which is, chain would be male set, vendors.
Chain should probably be male.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't forget, guys, you know, you've always got the ability to check Wowhead and do the filter for looking for vendors. So when you're looking for your vendor gear, you know, put in for your white gear, put in, you know, whether it's mail, cloth, whichever. But most of us would know, you know, your good places to go: Stormwind, Ironforge, Ogrimmar, Undercity, you know, the usual big places have got a lot of vendors that will cater for your mail, cloth, leather. Plate vendors don't really start until, what, about 42, I'm gonna say, because, you know, plate, they still haven't changed. Sterlike's winter Santa suit the best, yeah. Of course
he does.
Yes.
Well, and can I say something about the availability of all of these sets?
Mm-hmm.
So my child spent an entire day doing this for us. He, well, 2 days, I should say, because he did it the first day. I didn't give very good directions. So he had to go back and do it a whole nother day. So I know. Heart you, D. Love you, child. Well, yes. Bless you. So he went for things that were more readily available. This mm-hmm. is his night elf mage, and he had to change the hair and the face because the helms were not working with the haircut he had. So he changed up his mage for me to go around.
The
so
things he's had to do.
I know, bless his heart, but you know, we've got like 100 and some odd tunes between us. We're golden. So almost all of these are available super pretty readily within the capital cities.
Yes.
There are a couple that, because Blizzard hates the Alliance, are Horde only.
Mm-hmm.
But most of these are going to be capital city filters, period. He didn't go like to the little one-off and STV so you could get eaten by a croc.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so the next one is the battered leather set. So again, you know, stylish, depending what you're into, level wise. We're just, as again, just giving you some ideas of things that a lot of people forget. You know, we've got vendor stuff that you can go and buy at your various levels, that you can get those full sets So again, it's just, you know, what do you guys do? Do you like to get the full sets? Do you just rely on what you loot? Do you go to the auction house? You know, there's all different sorts of things that you can look around. But you know, that one's red. That one's pretty stylish. Looking a bit jazz there. Tell D's looking a bit, you know, looking a bit interesting. So
that one was easiest to get in Org, UC, or Thunderbluff. So that's actually a trial tune. The two ones that are Blood Elves are a trial tune, because if anything, my child will find the laziest way to do something the quickest. Yeah. And it was easier to do a trial tune than, because his mage is like a torn or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So, oh no, undead, and it wouldn't look quite the same.
Mm-hmm. And that is the other thing, you know, depending on what race you're playing will determine as to exactly what the look's going to be like. So, yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next one. This one's looking, you know, looking pretty swish there. This is the Brigandine set, which I'm gonna say was plate. Was that one plate? From memory, I've got that many things open, guys. I can't remember.
No, it's mail. Heavy armor merchant.
That was mail. Okay,
that one's mail.
So, you know, again, looking pretty swish. Thanks, guys. Lee does not have much sleep. Anyway, we've got, okay, next one, moving across. Oh, look, it's so pretty. Robes. We do like the robes. Robes always look good. I'm a sucker for a good robe. Hey, Zots. Zots, 27 months.
27.
Dude. Hang on, let me put the coffee down. Heart you, Zorts. Thank you. Thank you for your support, mate. Appreciate that. But yeah, Burning Robe. That one's super cute. You know, again, robes. I'm pretty much a sucker for a robe. Do like that. So, different ways. Do we remember where that one came from? Burning Robe.
That one is Robe Merchant or Cloth Armor Merchant, Stormwind, Ironforge, Darnassus, or UC, Thunderbluff.
Okay, there we go. Okay, next one. Let's have a look. All right. We have got the, what's that one say? Chainmail set? Chainmail. That's just got chainmail. That one's quite interesting with the, you know, with the colors are hard leader. With the kind of the gold, like the yellow. Is that canary yellow, my friend? Not really. It's probably more gold, isn't it? A bit of brown, you know, bit of chain mail in there. That one's interesting. Don't mind. Maybe.
Be good for a pally.
Would be good for a pally. It's kind of, you know, it's a bit different. Not necessarily my colors, but, you know, that's okay. Someone's colors.
Hey, all of these match better than my pacifist, so mad props.
Okay, next one. What do we got? Oh, lovely. Lovely robe. Again, I do like my robes. That one's pretty. Pink and purple. Tell D his tune looks really nice in the dress. Also,
I will tell him.
He's got legs for it. Tell him he's got legs for it. Thank you.
He's got the legs for a dress.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, one of these, you can see his waist too. I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, there's all different, for the clothies out there, there's all different, you know, different ways of looking at different gears. You know, don't always have to look at thinking about the same kinds of things. So, you know, it's kind of cool, because you forget about what's out there. Like, I'm so used to playing, well, at the moment, probably clothies, you know, I forget that there's some really nice leather armor, mail armor, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that one's cute. All right, next one. looks nice. I like that shade. It's a really cute shade. Like orangey, like a burnt orange leather.
I like that one.
Hmm. That one's very cute. It's got a... I don't know. That'd be nice on a druid. Is it leather? Fair? Okay. That'd be nice on a druid, Chris.
Oh, wait. When we get to the outfit I'm wearing, I will tell you which one I have on, but what I've added to it.
Oh. Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right. What else have we got? Let's have a look. Oh, that one. That looks good. That reddy brown color. Like the cured boots.
Leather. Yes, that one's pretty.
Boots on that. I'd like boots like that in real life.
Seriously, right?
I know. I would so be happy with boots like that. That would be good. Oh, the things that we think of. Exactly. That one's nice. Who's worn that one? I'm pretty sure I've had that one on a... Maybe on... on my rogue? I've got a feeling I did have it on my max level passy. Yeah, very good on rogues. It's cute. So I saw this outfit watching 50 Shades of Grey. Thanks. Well, this is kind of like 50 Shades of the Way of the Grey. Yeah. So... Right. We are not using that as a show title either, people. Anyway, just saying. Okay, yep. Next one. Rogue's good, yep. Oh, the dress. Again, this is so cute. Looks really good on Deez. very cute. I do like that
Definitely
one.
Definitely has legs for it.
Yes. Yes. I'm just trying to think which was the Moonglade. That wasn't one from the Moonglade vendor, was it? There was...
This one is... Oh, it's actually in the first aid shop in Dahl. That's the Dalaran nurse's gown.
Aha! There we go. And again, you know, there is stuff all over the place. Because I did notice that, and I was tempted to buy that on my pacifist, on the current passy. And I was like, no, I'm going to stick with my little, you know, my little pink and... purpley thing that she's wearing that she got from Moonglade. So yeah, that's cute. All right, next one. Let's have a look. Oh yes, that's a Moonglade one. That one's one of the rares. Or is that might yes, be the
this
most
this one's Moonglade, and this is the one I was laughing at, is Supple Waist.
Supple Waist. Love
right? It looks like he's wearing a corset.
It's very good. I tell you what, that one would work in really well as a Christmas, you know, when Christmas comes around. Or the other one would be the... Which festival? I've gone completely, utterly blank. No, it's gone. It's gone. One of the world events. It would work in well. Has he photoshopped his waist?
I know, right?
Traditional wedding handbook or yeah, something like that. I think so. Love is in the air. Thank you, Nisi. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's very cute. Very cute. All right, next one. Let's have a look. All right, another dress. Because I do love the dresses. The yellowy orange is, tell him it really brings out his eyes. But again, you know, a really cute looking dress for something just to change it up. You know, again, guys, these are all whites. These are all white things that look, you know, white quality items that just can bring a little bit of flair to your tune. Did his waist get smaller? Maybe it's got a corset, built-in corset, and like pulled in tighter. See only men. Yes, yes.
Ribs removed. Yes, he removed his ribs.
Yeah, I think so. All right, that's a cute robe though. I like that one. All right, next one. Ah, pretty. That one's looking pretty stylish.
Okay, like, so story about this one.
Mm-hmm.
That is what my pacifist wears.
Nice.
Except for I found these horrific, like, orangey brown boots on the AH, and she has green shoulder pads. Nice. I look horrific.
Well, I think that you would be trying to go, being that you're druid, I'm thinking you're going brown for the earth, green for the trees and the grasses, so, you know, nature. What was it? Orange for the sun. So, you know, I'm thinking totally druid colors. Right there.
So she'll rock it. Absolutely. That's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the reason I'm always in flight form in my tweets. Or I literally will take off pieces to not have her look that way when I ding.
Paradin says green shoulder pads made out of the scales of the sewer beast. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? That would be an awesome idea if Blizzard would have something like that, that would drop something really, you know, chunky with some little, I don't know, shoulders, like sewer beast. Could you imagine?
Or an sewer beast handbag.
That would be
so alligator shoes.
Nice alligator shoes. Yeah. that would be really, really cool. I would like that one. All right.
Little Crocodile Dundee, all of a sudden you're wearing them.
Yes. Now I'm not sure why we didn't have why chopped off the heads of these ones, but anyway, I was like, okay.
Oh, he couldn't get them on his own tune because they're two of the limited time onlys, and he could never find them that day.
Oh, right.
So he went on Wowhead, the viewer, and it's a female tune, so he chopped off their head because he used somebody else's screenshot that was in Wowhead of the item because, you know, it's like a 20-hour cooldown, and he'd already gotten two of them. He's like, I'm not going to get these pictures.
Yeah.
So he used somebody else's screenshot and whacked off their head so he wasn't, like, taking somebody else's picture.
This is the one Fair says. This one is very rare, and she got it on her first iron ever and have not seen it since. I'm pretty sure I got one of these a very long time ago on Leta. For some reason, I was in Moonglade, probably doing coins or something, and happened to jag it. And that, I utilize that for, like, the Christmas party, all sorts of things. So yeah, that one's super cute. Really nice. If you can find it, you might, you know, even if you only wear it for a bit and then want to sell it, might make a little bit of money on that. And buy a little bit, a lot, because, you know, it is rare. So, but very cute. Really like that one. Okay, next one.
love it
that fluoro green. It's so wake me up before you go.
Yes.
Oh my god, hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. I think the other dress that had the darker green on it is the nicer looking dress, but
darker green one's easier to get than that one.
Yeah, so 80s retro. Absolutely, Nisi. I would completely agree with that. Completely agree. Nice. We should totally do a fashion show for the next time, Chris. So everyone should send in pictures of your tunes, and we'll do a little fashion show. That would be good. Now, that one, that looks like, what's that one? That one is male? Someone a chain mail?
Scrolling, because you're alphabetical and I'm not.
Yes. Yes, I can't remember which one it is. I have got so many
that
things.
That one is Grunt's Spain. Oh, this is one of the Horde only. It's heavy armor merchant or plate. It's only in Oregon Thunderbluff.
Steph said this one is called the Mummy.
The Mummy.
Yes, and definitely they can look different on males and females, you know. So, yeah. It looks good, though. I like that. It's a very... it feels like a very, I suppose, you know, not regal. Regal's not the word, but very, kind of bit military kind of looking without being like the Alliance. You know how you get like that full Alliance military look? This kind of looks like the so lesser Horde. Not quite as full garb, but yeah, it's cute. I don't mind that. Okay, wow. Some of those helms, guys, I don't know. Who wears helms? Does everyone equip their helms when it's a white or a grey helm? Just asking for a friend. Just curious. I do. And then someone gets up.
Statue armor could be the difference between living and death.
Could be. Exactly. So, yeah, that one's interesting. It kind of looks like a lesser pally look, though. It kind of gives me the look that there's some sort of, like, it should be tied in with paladin. I don't know if it's the same colors.
One's Horde only.
Yeah.
So this is another Horde only. And the helm reminds me of Torin. Because it looks like, well, Torin, I was guessing ears. They're not ears.
it looks like a little, you know, like a little bull, like, you know, those bulls.
Yes, exactly. They're horns. Yeah. Horns is a word I am desperately searching for in the universe.
Ears.
Pass horns. Floppy, would you please?
Lovely. Anyway, that was cool. Find a cloth hat. Never keep one in your bag. Never use it. The helm. Or find a cloth hat. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Some of the helms are weird. They do look weird, I must admit. Anyway.
Especially if you're Warden or Troll or Tauren.
Some just don't work. Some looks just don't work at all. So, you know, it's kind of funny. I must admit, I am a sucker for the brimmed hat. If you know, if like on my challenge tune, it kind of, the other last week when Execute and I had started up the team again, and I finally got the upgrade of some clothes, and I got to put the hat on. And as soon as I put the hat on and the way that, you know, that Iron Leader was looking, I'm like, Indeed, Leta Jones, look at me. I had this whole look that I looked, you know, it's like, where's my lasso? Instead of a lasso, I've got a staff or a wand or something at the moment. But with the hat and the gear she was wearing, I just look like a female gnome version of Indiana Jones. It was so cute. So, yeah, so she's...
You find those pieces and you're like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
The first thing before Paradant ever started streaming the challenge tunes, the first thing he did was level a panda on stream. And he found this hat. I don't know if he's still even awake. It was the most brilliant hat that any of us had seen. It's like this really weird one-off bright blue, and it had gold on it. Became the hat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we would call it, was the hat. And some people that Boomy didn't like it and said we had to get rid of the hat. And the rest of us fought to the death. He got that. Yes, he literally, I don't remember what level you were. You were like level 50. We would not let him change that hat until he dinged 120. Like, he went all the way through because we loved that hat so much. He was not allowed to change it. I don't care what it gave him, what armor it gave him, spec, anything. It was the hat. And that panda looked amazing in it. So he was not allowed to change it.
Nice. You have to tell us what that one is. That sounds so cute. Blue and gold. Yeah. Very nice. Absolutely. It's nothing like your friends, like just having your back for your Periton. Absolutely. You know, they want you to look stylish, mate. It's all about the style.
Seriously.
Yes, exactly. Alrighty. Okay, what have we got? I've lost track of which one I'm up to. So, that looks leather. That one's nice. That one looks very, you know, kind of a bit roguish-like.
Oh,
maybe?
Yes. Actually, that's cloth. It's
cloth. Okay.
The knitted set from the Light Armor Merchant Stormwind Darnassus TV.
Oh. Okay. That one's cool. I like.
All right. It looks roguey.
Dark. You know, dark, kind of bit dark and mysterious. That's very cute. All right, what
you
have we got?
The shoes on that one? The shoes were hilarious. Who's going to go battle with those shoes on? Like, first step, your foot's going to come out. Yes. Seriously, they're like slippers.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Watch me run into battle with my flip-flops.
Thank goodness that they're tunes. And, you know, because if it was real-life clothing, we'd all be pretty... messed up.
Sure.
But you know, again it's just there's ideas, things that you can think about if you haven't thought about looking into vendor gear. And all we're doing is vendor gear pretty much today, guys, because otherwise this would be a really long show if we were talking about we haven't even touched on what was it, weapons and looting.
Drops. Oh yeah, he had all these wonderful drop sets, and I'm like, but what about pacifists? And he's like, okay, another show.
Exactly. Oh yes. Now this always reminds me of, it's kind of like a bit mishmash. Words are hard. That's
words
all
are
I'm
so
saying.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
A white male set. Yes.
Very cute, though. I kind of like it. I like all the different texture looking, you know, on the chest and the legs. So, yeah, that one's cute. I like it.
All right. Colorful personality.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. You know, the whole kind of mustard...
It's a hot dog set.
I was just thinking, it is so like pickles and mustard. And what does pickles and mustard go on? I was pretty much like thinking of hot dogs, sausages, that kind of thing.
And funny enough, that's cloth.
It's cloth.
Cloth, padded set.
Mm-hmm. Cloth. Padded set. Nice. Yes. I'm sure I have worn that at some stage. Most definitely. Okay, another dress. Here we have a sleeveless number, people.
Sunscreen.
Look at those muscles. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Next show.
Cannot is NPCs. Yep, done.
So we definitely did. Okay, that looks male. We're not back to the start yet, are we? No, that looks, it's a male or plate.
Rolling.
I can only see like this much. This is how big it is on my screen. That's what she said. Anyway, it's been one of those days. I haven't said that for a while. Sometimes I miss
one.
So
yeah, we're not at the end yet. That is called the plate mail set, and it's in all the capitals.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Oh, that's the white. I remember wearing that. I definitely show title. That's what she said. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure most of us have worn this on a tune at some stage. I'm sure.
Color scale.
Yeah, I'm sure. That one looks so... On the catwalk. Do a little dance. What's that song? What's that, Right Said Fred?
Oh, Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song, people. That song. That's the one we need. That's... Damn it. Oh, no, then I get probably copyright or so. I'm so sexy. Thank you, Niecy. That's it. Yeah, I probably get, like, copyright and... Yeah, we don't do that, so... But everyone have that playing in your head right now as we're doing this.
Already done.
Nice. What is with it with the ear? He's missing half an ear.
What is this? I think it's the angle he had him at. But hey, you can wear a turban.
Turban? Yep, definitely. I have got that turban on later somewhere. Nobody wants to hear me sing, Azzy. Trust me. Not pretty.
Don't want to hear me sing either.
Never know. Yeah, so again, you know, again, different looks, you know, turban looks. There's some cute ones around. Instead of having the, like, the full face helms as well as the brimmed hat helms, there's all different kinds of ones. Yeah, 1.5 ears are all the rage right now. Thanks. Thanks, Niecy. Okay. All right. Now, was that one another rare one? Was that the other rare one? The dress?
This one is red traditional handbag.
Pretty sure that one is... That's from Moonglade?
Yeah.
Fender?
That looks like the same chop-off head.
Yep. Chop off her head. Yeah, that one's not the super rare one, though, I'm pretty sure. It's been a while. I know I didn't get the rare ones when I went to Moonglade the other day. There was just the, I think there was just the three, and I only bought one, not seen that one. So, okay, it must be one of the other rare ones, yeah, so... Might have to camp out up there, fair. Might have to do that.
Seriously, I'm going to put a tin there.
Yeah, because that is cute. That looks... I do like that look. That is very cute. All right, I think... We've got...
Oh, Paradin has that, I think, on Blame Chris.
Oh, okay, right. I was going to say I like the pants. Like the shorts. Thank goodness they're not quite short shorts, but, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I know, and that's actually what Paradin's night elf looks like as well. So, nice. Yeah, it almost.
Mm-hmm. Shorts, you know, it's all the rage. Well, it is technically... summer and half of the world, so yeah, we could definitely. Nice. Dress again. This one, I'm just trying to think where that one is. Was that the Moonglade? I thought there
that
was
that one is oh no, that one's the Robe of Apprenticeship. From Capital Cities.
Right. Oh, yes. That's right. Because there is the vendors. I remember going to Undercity in particular. Robe vendor. Lots of good robes. Often I found that the robe was slightly a bit higher in eye level. Not that we, you know, hugely worry about that. But... sometimes I could pick it up before I could pick up that, like, the next gear range of set. So, you know, there might be like a robe at 18, I might not get the set until 22, so I could pick up the robe and, you know, have a robe running around with a robe at 18 until, you know, I hit 22. So that one's kind of cute. That looks kind of very hunterish, but I'm gonna think that's probably leather.
That is the rough leather suit from Stormwind Darnassus or UC.
Kind of looks like old, like vanilla hunter. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because hunters are male now. I still shake my head. Sometimes I'm like, hunters are male, not leather.
but yeah.
That one's cute. Don't mind that. Not a huge, like, brown fan. Mind you, a druid would look good in that because it's very, you know, earthy tones. You know, if you're going to mix it in with your tunes, absolutely. All right. Oh, nice. I think this is... No, this isn't the one that my Passy is wearing at the moment. That one's cute. Cute dress. Again, the waist, you know, really brings in the waist. Saturates the waist. Very cute. Some great robes around. Oh, I like this. This to me should be your fishing outfit. I just think this to me screams Nat Pagel. Don't ask me why, but it just it's just like I could so be Nat Pagel wearing this. This is sucking in his stomach.
That is the russet set.
Russet set. Nice. I like that. I don't mind that at all. Those colors. Yeah. Wanna be a mini Nat Pagel. Wonder if I could be a Nat Leta. Leta Nat. Leta Pagel. Okay. Anyway. We'll see. Okay, I think we're back to the... No? That one's nice. I think I like that one better than that other white set. The white and the black.
This is the scale mail set from Heavy Armor Merchant. All the capitals.
Mm. I like that. That looks really good. I know I've had that on some hunters. Definitely. It does kind of screams to me very hunterish, which is very cute. Oh, look, pretty dress. Another pretty dress. That one's cute.
Yes, and that's one you can get from Capitals, so it's not one of the Moon Gold.
No. That one's so normally robe vendor. Robe merchant, I think most of them are called. If you go to the cloth where the cloth vendors are, or the clothies, tailoring, normally near tailoring, you'll find a cloth vendor, and normally there will be a robe merchant as well. So check those out. Oh, this one's pretty. That one's nice.
That would be the same, the robe merchant.
Mm-hmm. That one's very cute. I know I've worn that one quite often on the clothy tunes. That's for sure. One of my favorites, too fair. Absolutely. Now, this one, I know I've had this on tunes. Which one's this one?
This is Liver? The Snowhide. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this one may be Horde only. It's Borean Tundra. I have a feeling he didn't write it down, but I have a feeling... That's the one that's only available from the Torin vendor who is over by the Kallawak and all that.
Oh, right. Okay. There you go.
Dang, yes, that's it. Yeah.
Poor Jeff. That one's super cute. That is super cute, I must admit. I like the colors Bane of those.
Because there's no level appropriate for Alliance.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that one. I like the colors in those. The red.
Very much like the bone spreader. now.
Mm-hmm. That one's cute. Don't mind that one at all. Again, you know, different looks, guys. There's all, you know, there's all different sorts of things that you can get. It's just a matter of, one, do you have enough money? Two, if you do, you know, where to look for your vendors. Always, always check your capital cities. Sometimes the smaller towns, you might find some vendors there. There are some around. But if in doubt, check out Wowhead and do a filter for your white gear for vendors, definitely. Okay. I think that one... The yellow gloves, really interesting.
Yeah. This is cloth. It's thick cloth.
Clothy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called thick cloth.
Thick cloth. Clit.
Which is even funnier when you get to the next one, because it'll be thin cloth.
Ooh, that one.
And that one is thin cloth.
That one is, I don't mind that shade. That shade of kind of like it's a mixed, like a burnt orangey brown combination. It's kind of cute. Don't mind that. There's so many good, like there are so many good sets. Wow.
Wow. This one is board only. Mm-hmm. You have to go to Eversong Woods and find the half-naked vendor mm-hmm. in the starting area, and you can buy that male set.
Yes. Uh-huh. That is
very blood elf.
Very blood elf. Exactly. So, yeah. Nice. All right. One of my favorite hats.
Right? Favorite. You too can be Khadgar.
I just... I know my bank tune has this. I love it. Love it. Purple. One more. Purple pointy hat. Hello. Absolutely fantastic. Where was that one from? I'm just trying to think where that vendor is.
New Doll.
New Doll.
From the Threads of Fate.
Yes. Absolutely cute. That is so cute. Very nice. Okay. That would be... No, that's not the one that I'm wearing. That would be the robe from... I'm gonna say Moonglade?
That Moonglade, looks... Stormwind, and UC.
Mm-hmm. I know, because I ummed and ahed about getting that for Passy later, but I didn't. Okay. There we go. Another stylish ensemble. Again, you know, sleeveless, yep. Showing off the
and
biceps.
And this is our last one.
Nice.
This is cloth, of all things. It's the woven set, mm-hmm. and it's horde only, Oregon UC.
Nice. Nice. Super cute. So that, then we should be back to the start. That looks like it's back to the start.
We should be back to the start.
All right. So what I'm going to do is... I'm just going to let this play while we talk and, well, let's see if Lita can actually get this to work. Delete that. Okay, so we're just going to let that scroll through and you guys can have a squizzy if it decides. There we go. So again, you know, there are so many different things that you can look at that you might not realize. Probably scrolling a little fast later. Hang, let's up that to about 15 seconds. Okay. All right. Let's try that. again, you know, and again, it's a matter of like, if you are not sure how to do it, if you are not sure where to look, then please, you know, jump in Discord, let us know. But there are ways that you can just do your filter searches through on Wowhead and look for vendor items and put in the quality like your white items and go from there. There's so many different things. There are so many different outfits that you can get that just from around the place. And being that it's a challenge tune, we know that you can't go over white or gray for most of the challenges, obviously different for your green mans and your bloods, where you can mix it up with a bit of transmog. But you know what? What we might do, Chris, is next time we might throw out a little bit of a fashion show that you guys can send in some pictures of what your tunes are wearing. We would love to share that. We would love to see that. So we will let you know when that's going to happen. But I would think that would be within, actually, I've got a thought. I'll talk to you about it later. I have got a thought. We will let you know. But yeah, so if you want to get some, you know, get some screenshots together of your, you know, your smick looking tunes for us, that would be good. We would love to see them. And we would,
or even your horrors, make me feel better about how bad my pacifist looks.
Absolutely. How, like, some people totally go mismatched anyway. You know, mismatched is a thing. I always get in trouble because one of my IRL things I have done for a very long time is I wear different socks. It drives my family nuts. But there used to be, when I got sick about 12 years ago, there was one of the things, I found these pairs of socks at a clothing place. And you bought a pair, but it was three socks. And the socks were all within the same kind of color range, but they were all three completely different socks. So you could mix those socks around and wear, that's, you brilliant. Know. It was great. I loved them. Absolutely love them. So when I used to go for treatment, and I'd go up to the hospital, I'd always, the nurses were always saying to me, what socks have you got on today? So I have to show them my socks. And because I'd bought, I think there was a total of four different sets, I had like one of all the different ones, so I could interchange, you know, about, what's that, about 12 different socks, so I could have so many different combinations. But always mismatch. And I've even bought some cupcake socks, and they have got, one's got a cupcake on, it's green and it's got a cupcake on, and the other one's pink and says sweets, and there, but that's the set. So I do like my mismatched socks. So I totally understand that for, yeah, it's rare for you to have matching socks on. Nothing wrong with that. My family think I'm weird, but you know, as I said, you get that. So anyway, so there's, hopefully we've given you, we wanted just to give you a little bit of inspiration. Again, you know, there are things out there. There are, some of the sets are quite, you know, quite regal looking, quite, you know, you can bling, and I use the term bling out your challenge tunes in your white gear. So mm-hmm. So that would be that. Anyway, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dee. Tell him thank you so much. It's a wonderful idea. But we will definitely have everyone send some stuff in. We would love to do, and we can share as to what you guys are wearing. That would be really cool. So, and even if you're a bloodthirsty or a green man, you know, what are you doing for your transmogging into with your green gear? I have certain things that I do with my bloods and, you know, put them into certain sets. It's just like, yes, they need to wear that. So yeah, that would be good. Alrighty. Okay. Well, Chris, how's your week been?
Lita, my week was work. you're shocked.
Work.
Work, more work. I know, but I actually have a week off starting on the 9th. I get an entire week where I do, I am so excited. Just to give you an idea, I got a phone call today from work.
mm-hmm.
because my boss and one of my assistants couldn't find somebody else for my team.
Mm-hmm.
So my boss wanted my assistant to call me and find out where the third member of my team was. He was in the building. So all three gentlemen who were at work couldn't find each other. So they called me on my day off. This is why I'm so excited to have an entire, I'm like, he's in the condo. Go to the go walk down the hallway. There he is. Yeah. Yes, I'm at home. Walk down the hallway.
I'm going to give you one thing that you need to promise that you do when you start your holidays is that you're going to block that number. You're going to tell them. You say, Lita said, I need to block your number. Do not get in contact with me. I've already told my boss.
You're calling me to find out and they're I'm 20 feet down the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Booyah.
Nice.
So not a lot of playtime this week, but mm-hmm. happily, it turns out August 9th, which is when my PTO starts, is also Shark Week. So I am going to have, which anybody who knows me knows, favorite animal, love sharks. Mm-hmm. So today I got Pasadena 117, which was about...
Where is it?
More cheering than we get at the moment, even in Premier League. So I hit 117. I'm like, how ironic that I actually dinged and Sewer Beast is nowhere to be seen. I nice. Say that, and not 20 seconds later, he pops. I watch him come up out of the canal and go run down and eat a Lobby who was in the... I know, who was mm-hmm. in the chauffeur mount.
Yep.
Ate him yep. right in front of the transmog. I'm like, okay, that's it. He's going in my screenshot. Pacifist Dings 117. There's the sewer beast. He tries to eat us all.
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm. He's nasty. Yes. He's nasty.
No. Mm-hmm. So other than that, I was just trying to get judgment set, purple judgment for Zep, and then...
Nice.
Doing our islands and stuff with mm-hmm. Peridon, Zep, and I for you love those horrific visions, don't you? I know. Well, wait till the week of the 9th and we'll see how my sanity is because we just blow through them. We're not doing the 5 masks yet.
Yeah.
So we'll do that for the week of the 9th, try and get our 5 masks and then
yeah,
see what happens.
Oh, 5 masks. Running in 5. So much fun. Not.
Yeah, well, anyway. It's fun for us. And we blow through with no mask, so it's mm-hmm. like 15 minutes, we're done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations, 117 on Passy. So excited. Just, I will go and have stern words with the sewer beast next time I'm in Stormwind, because how dare he pop his ugly, toothless, tooth-chopping jaws and... try and eat our challenge tunes. I know he's been a bit nasty. mm-hmm. We've lost a couple to that horrible thing. I must admit, one of the things when Execute and I go to Stormwind, it's spam, for the macros to Sewer Beast. So just gotta be so careful. It's nothing quite like having that jump out at you. I remember that a long time ago, so yeah. After it killed Ash, you went and tamed it as he yes, that's right. I remember you saying you did that too. Absolutely. Yeah. Just it keeps respawning, making our lives miserable. So anyway, again, congratulations, 117. Take it easy. We're
three more.
So, yep. One step at a time. One dig site, one herb, one cooking quest, whatever it is, just one at a time. Yes, exactly. All right. Okay, well, I did get to do a couple of things this week. So, my passy... my Tauren Druid dinged level 80. So, Yay! So, yeah, so she's getting there. Again, you know, I've just been... I have got nothing on her other than what she started with, other than I changed the robe. So she's still in a level one robe. I'm just wearing a different robe that I got from Moonglade. So, yeah, and I tell ya, we've just gone from Sholazar over to Pandaland. We're in Pandaland. Very exciting. so yeah, we will see how we go, because obviously green tea gives like nothing. Nothing. You're just like, what?
That tastes so good.
Yeah, but Ghost Iron, oh, hello Ghost Iron all. We do, yeah, like that. So that's, you know, so that's super exciting. I did play a passy. I did play a Bloodthirsty. So my undead warlock, I've been slowly leveling her the last couple of weeks. I hit level 30. And, you know, that's one of those things that you're like, yeah, I'm talking to execute. And I'm like, oh, I should log in a minute. No, hang on. I got a couple more. I'm in the Hinterlands. I've got like two more rares just to clear out the zone. So I go, I go get the second one, and then I go to get the first one, which is always, well, for me, the first one in the Hinterlands, because normally I do it from Alliance side, is always the jumping wolf down near Airy Peak, right? So, old, what's his name?
Old Cliff Jumper.
Cliff Jumper. And so I got myself in a good position, and just as I pulled it, I didn't see there was one of those untamed griffins. Off they come, because I'm playing a Horde Toon. I aggro both, and I got hit by the horrible, nasty debuff that Cliff Jumper puts on that bleeds you. So it was not pretty. It was not pretty at all. So I lost her at level 30. Yep. And so there we go. There's tip of the week is, again, if your gut is telling you to log, don't push it. Stop pushing it. Hearth and log. Right there. So, yeah.
That leader rule 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And 2, 1.5.
And you know when you just die and I've just gone, right. I'm just looking at a screen and I'm just shaking my head and I'm like, yep, I'm dead. Okay. Yep. That was a really dumb move, leader. Really, really. So, yeah. So, anyway. It is what it is. It's those things. So I haven't, must admit, I haven't lost a tune for a while. So I was kind of like, when I got out my death list spreadsheet, I was like, huh, okay, all right, had another one, okay. And other than that, Execute and I played our Dalaran Brownies. Ah, yum. We dinged level 51 the other night. So, yeah, we are... We are getting there on those, so yes. Alrighty, okay. Where's my bumper? Let's have a look. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Okay, a couple of things that we want to mention. Not sure if any of you guys have realized, but we know Alliance side, there have been some issues with the boat from and to Borealis and Stormwind, okay? So people are finding boats not showing up. NPCs are vanishing. It's like there's a phasing issue, and I'll tell you of that in a minute. People getting dumped into the sea. So if you are taking your toon out into BFA content, please, please, please be very, very careful, because there seems to be Now, issues with the boats. Now, I did go test on my Horde Toon. I took a Horde Pally across, and I took my previously dead 81 Passy Tauren Druid on the boat from Echo Isles to Zandala, and the boat turned up. I didn't have a problem with that. On the 81, the NPCs on the boat faded out as soon as I got to Zandala Harbor. But once the boat had left the harbor, the NPCs popped back up. So there is stuff. Just be very careful. Scout it, maybe, if you need to. Just be super, super, because there's a lot of stuff that's going a little bit wonky at the moment. Make sure you've got your hearth up is a good one from Fair, absolutely, because if you get stuck somewhere, you might have to hearth. If you get dumped off a boat, you know, there's all sorts of things. There might be ways that you can get out of there safely if you've got your hearth stones up and available to go. So yeah, Stur says, when taking Stormwind boats lately, always have hearth on the ready. Absolutely. And this is not just for us, guys, because I know Nisi and Fair in particular had mentioned there were other people around them when they were doing some of the stuff for Boralus and double checking with Toon. Some people were saying they'd been waiting like 30 minutes for the boat to turn up. It wasn't turning up. So things have been a little off with that as to exactly why. We're really not 100% certain, but maybe Blizzard's changed stuff. Nisi was testing on non-challenged tunes. I tested on a challenge and a non-challenged, so Fair was doing effects the Northrend boat as well as Boralus boats. So, you know, again, be very careful, guys, because there seems to be something a bit with the boats. Zeppelin wise, from Ogrimmar, haven't noticed anything, so I'm hoping that it's just kind of confined to the boat issues. But yeah, if anyone's got anything, let us know. You know, if you see anything different or need to add to, there's some little hiccups around, let us know, okay? Fair and Nisi, you both submitted bug reports on it as well. But yeah, we weren't the only people having issues. There was not, like, people playing normal tunes as well. So yeah, just a heads up. So be very careful, guys. Okay, now the only other thing I wanted to mention, that Spreadshirt promo, we do have 15% off everything in the store over there at Spreadshirt from the 29th of July to the 30th of July. So if you want to get, you know, mug, shirts, caps, apron, there's all sorts of things. So pop over and check out that. And there is 15% off for the promo for the shop. All right. Okay. And stop talking for a minute. Chris, let's do the state of the challenges. And apologies now if it's balked. We've done the best we can, guys. So, yeah.
The absolute best we could. Yeah. So, if we are wrong, our apologies in advance. Mm-hmm. Please let us know. For irons, number 10, we have Ironside. Ironside? Yeah. Level 84. Mm-hmm. Number 9, we have Janglerb at 88. Number 8, we have Nandaru. 103 RIP. The mage portal was taken. There's no grouping allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, the name I love, Celery 105. Number 5 is Jang Test at 107. And number 4 is Dengar, 111 RIP. Ouch. Number 3, mm-hmm. Contest Stir at 111. Number two is 99 at 113. And number one is hipsterism. Oh, 113. R.I.P.
I know. Not sure what happened, Stir, but so Ouch. Sorry. 113 and 111 for Dangar as well. Sassy Bell, thank you. That is very sweet. Thank you, Sassy Bell. Appreciate that. Hearts. But doing a selfie in BFA, stag. Oh. Ow, stags. Okay. Stags are not good. I can appreciate that. Never. Always had a really love-hate relationship with them. Mostly hate when they killed my chamois way years ago. So still a little bitter about that. But yeah, it's a bit rough. Sorry to hear, Stir. And, you know, again, guys, be very careful. No grouping up, remember? Cannot take mage portals. No grouping. Irons are a solo effort, okay? All right, Bloods, let's have a look. We have got Ensor Cell hit 61. At 9, we have White Dragon at 63. Yellow flagged because their kills experience is a bit off. So I think you need to go out and kill a bit more and it should readjust itself. At number 8, Bronze Dragon was 64 RIP, too many quests completed. Number 7 was Tree Wisp. What a great name. At 65. Number 6 was Blood Cell at 65. Number 5 is Zaya Bicey at 69. Number 4, Gold Dragon at 70. RIP, again, too many quests completed. So not sure what's going on there with Dragon's tunes. Number 3, Never Died BT at 71. Number 2 is Ice Shard at 74. I'm going to say that had better be a mage. Don't you think that should be a mage? I think so.
Could be a warrior.
Could be a warrior? Okay. Ice Shard sounds very mage.
Such a good mage name, it would end up being a warrior.
True. Okay. And number 1 this week is Soul Snuffer at 119. Hang on.
So close.
Let me do. Oh, hang on. So close. So close. I had so much fun looking for cheers. I thought this was the best one. So, all right. Okay, pacifist. Who have we got?
Pacifist. We have Azzy Passy, 78. And ninth, we have Passy Lita F at 80. And number 8, we have Innocence at 81. Number 7, we have Peacenik at 82. Number 6, we have Zaya Passy at 83. Number 5, we have Herbalissa at 85. Number 4, we have Beaster at 93. And third, we have Feraviola at 95. Number 2, we have Pass 17. Every time I say that wrong. And 115. And number 1, we have Pacifist at 117.
Nice. Excellent. And look at the Passy list. No RIPs, which is fantastic. So many people playing Passies. Fantastic. And again, you guys that came out and supported the Pacifist contest, our first ever Pacifist contest. How cool. Very, very cool. Thank you for all of that. So glad to see people having fun with the Pacifists. All right. Looking at tins, we have got at number 10, we've got Tin Hunt 2 at 46. Number 9 is Talon at 47. 8 is Siohi at 48. 7 is Blizz Rank at 49. 6 is Taku at 50 RIP. Don't know why there's an RIP. Something must have happened. Because it's a tin. It was red flagged. I can't remember what the red flag was for. Okay, so Lucy Lynn is number 5 at 51. Number 4 is Tintin. Love that. At 55. Great name. Absolutely. Number 3 is Gren Kelly at 60. Number 2 is Iron Sylvanus at 61. Number 1 for Tins is Sanchin Gong at 83. Well done. All right. Greens, what do we got?
Greens. At number 10, we have Talara, 78, RIP. Number 9, we have Leaf. Oh, I hope that's a druid. That's a great name. Mm-hmm. Level 80. At 8, we have Sparkler, 84. 7, we have Albino, level 86. Number 6 is Lorekeeper at 87. Number 5 is Lava Burn, 88, RIP. Number 4 is Shalira, 97, RIP. Number 3, Legend. Oh, legendary name. Mm-hmm. 104. 2 is Tamira at 105. And number 1 is Execute at 114.
Nice. All righty. Working man, what have we got? So at number 10, we've got Work. At 15. Nice.
Oh my God, that's
you.
Wait.
That is you. I know, right? I was like, hey, Chris made the list. You made 2 lists this week. Well done. Number 9 is Swedemeister at 18. Number 8 is JJW at 20. 7 is Ishna at 21. 6 is Talik at 22. 5 this week is Daya at 31. 4 is Notni C at 72. 3 is Fairy Work at 77. 2 is Nihai at 80. And number 1 this week for Working Man is Zaya Wamol at 111. Well done. Nice. All right, teams. What have we got in the teams?
So we have 3 teams this week. At number 3, yes, please. Dollar and brownies are yum. At level 51. Number 2 is Undeterred at level 64. And number 1 is Back on Track. Oh, level 87, RIP, uncommon gear equipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She doesn't know yet, apparently. Rude. Oh, dude. Seriously. Ouch. Really sorry about you guys, because... You know, every single time I'm like, damn it, when Nima's gonna get there? Like, she's so close and so sorry. Uncommon equips is not cool. So, you know, commiserations on that one. But, you know, the good thing is I'm sure you'll roll again. She is a great player. She absolutely is. We do love her. She is amazing. But I'm sure you will roll another tune, another team. And as always, we do wish you a lot of good fortune and luck with that. Okay, so blood teams. Yes.
Work It Out was level 70.
It was not in my list. That's why it wasn't there, Azzy. As I said at the beginning, the list has been bought. So, yeah.
Everything.
So, special mention. Work It Azzy, hit level 70. There you go. Azzy, you're there. Excellent. Okay, so on blood teams and green teams, there was none this week. So, that I'm pretty sure was a definite. And, yeah, so again, it has been a little bit... bit messy with the API being a bit balked, but Omnia says he's fixed it. I hope so. Alright. Okay. So let us do, where's my bumper? Here it is.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
Alrighty. Okay, so we have got this bumper to play. Here we go.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Okay, go for it. What is it?
Okay, Ozzy's pun. My friend just hired a limo for $5,000, but it didn't come with a driver. Imagine spending all that money with nothing to show for it. Chauffeur.
That's cute. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. This is good. This is good. Hang on. You know what? Where is it?
Oh, I don't know what, Elsie.
Where is it? Here. I do like it. Here we go. Applause bumper, Ezzy. What more could you possibly want? Nice. Ad caps. Absolutely. Fanta, I do. That was very cute. Thank you, Ezzy. Appreciate that. All right. What have we got from Dave? We have got, I finally got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts. I admit it was a rocky road.
I love this part of the show.
Chocolates. I love a good rocky road. What more? Chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts? Hello! Three of my favorite things. Absolutely. That was good. Both of you, that was good. Thank you. All right. Okay. Anything else I need to mention? I don't think so. I think we've got everything think we need for the moment. All right. We will let you know when we do a fashion show. So for those that would like to participate, I'd love to do that. We can put, you know, down here, we can put your tunes. If you send me screenshots of your tunes in your gear, you know, we'll do that in an upcoming one. Soon, TM. Soon. All right. We will organize one of those. So I would love to get. So things would be, if you want to start like getting some stuff together, tune name, what you're wearing would be good. And if you can do me a decent screenshot, as in full screen, send me full screens and then I can cut if need be, would be good. Okay. So, yeah, we are going to do that coming up. All right. For now, though, let us do our huge thank yous to our Iron Elite. So if you can do that for me, Chris. And again, want to say, Sassy Bell, thank yous. Thank you very much for Alminia subscribed again. Thank you as well. Zorts and Mrs. Rock Guru, you guys. Thank you so much.
Big hearts.
Super sweet. Thank you for supporting us. We do appreciate it. All right. So I've mentioned you guys, but to our Iron Elites, as of, like, before the show, go for it.
As of an hour ago.
Yeah.
We would like to thank Aleandras, Azilin, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Self, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Elby, Fair, Vasily Sparkspan, Gaztin, Grand Nagus, Iron Man Path, K Vamp, Lisan, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Murs Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Met, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tula Barden, Olminia, Wynima, Zaya, and Zorts.
Because Lita's got a new toy and she has to use it. That's basically why. Again and again, guys, seriously, thank you. I will be looking at redoing the list beginning of August. So if anyone's dropped off, that's fine. Again, that's fine. But I'm going to be editing and fixing it up to pop everyone where they should be or shouldn't be. So just giving you a heads up that that will be happening very soon. All right. Now, as I always like to do from Stonester and myself, I'd like to say a huge thank you to the wonderful mods that we have that help us and make our lives so much easier. So, to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris over here, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you, guys. Heart you all for all the things that you do to help us out, not only here, Discord, Facebook, notes here, checking things, all of the things. So thank you so much for that. To Aminia, dude, thank you. We know you've been busy. We know there's been a lot of booked bits and pieces and issues with API from Blizzard and all of that. Thank you for all the things that you do, though. We do appreciate it. To everyone here in the chat room, over there, to everyone listening at home, again, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for supporting, and we do truly appreciate that. Now, we will be back next week, which will be, oh my lord, it will be the 1st of August next week. So no. We will be back at 7 p.m. Eastern times. I will be on holidays. 4 working days to go. Just saying. 4. Only 4.
Not counting.
I am pretty much into, am I down to the minutes? Hang on. I have got a thing on my phone and I'm seriously 4 days, 6 hours, 34 minutes and 21 seconds. Just saying. It has been a long 6 months since this year's been very long. Anyway, thank you so much, Chris, for joining me today and being in the co-hosting seat for our little fashion show. Huge thank you to Dee. Always. Huge thank you to Dee for all the pictures. Love the pictures. Tell him he's got great legs for the dresses.
He's got great legs.
So, no, really appreciate that. Alrighty, so don't forget, everyone, where you can find all the bits and pieces. Pop over to wowchallenges.com, Facebook, Twitter, Discord, Twitch, YouTube channels. All of the links are over there. If you want to listen to the show, because we are a podcast, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. You will find us there. And also, if you would like to send something to the show, if you want to start getting screenshots so I can start to compile and let you know exactly when the episode's going to be, but you can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com, or you can send them through on Twitter. Send them to Twitter. That would be the easiest as well, which is the WoW Challenges account on Twitter. Okay, if you've got any issues, send me a message on Discord, that's fine. But yeah, it'd be easier just to send them in an email, that way I can easily download and go from there. All right, Chris, where can we find you, please?
We can find me on Twitter @itschrisw. Otherwise, the WoW Challenges or Paradin's Discord is pretty much my home.
Excellent. And as everyone knows, you can find me on Twitter @LetaWoW, which is one of the easiest ways, which is LetaWoW. So, as always, I think we'll just finish off with the last little thank yous, please.
We do, and we would like to thank the ever wonderful Mr. Stone for our intro. You can find him on Twitter @StoneGrasp, and also a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. I just love that thing. You can find him on Twitter @Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's it. And again, we heart you, Stone and Epic, so much for doing that. There, as I've said, there is a new intro coming soon. TM. But yeah, Yeah. So at the moment, we just, you know, we just make do. It's all good, you know. It's all good. So we will see how that goes. Okay. Well, I have to say, everyone, please, again, Chris, thank you for being here. Chat room, guys, thanks for hanging out and having a bit of fun for our little fashion parade for your challenge tunes, vendor gear. Vendor gear is good fun. Don't forget, check that out. All right. Well, commiserations, obviously, to everyone we lost this week. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. We will catch you back here next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.